Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name's Travis. So happy that you're here. So happy that you're tuning in. If you are new with us this morning, maybe I need another sip of coffee. Let me do that real quick. Just a quick sip of coffee to get my brain functioning at this hour of the morning. Let me try that just one more time. If you are new with us, welcome. There we go. That was much better, wasn't it? If you are new with us, welcome to the podcast. Grab a Bible, find a nice place, quiet place that you can count on for beginning a conversation with Jesus. Because when Jesus showed up 2,000 years ago and said to his disciples, "Follow me," he basically said, "Come be with me, and you will then discover in turn that you will become like me." That actually is what we're going to be talking about today. But Jesus invited people into a conversational relationship with him. He invited people to know his heart, to be with him, to walk with him, to talk with him, to be with him. That is the simplicity of the gospel, the heart of God. We've overcomplicated, we've pushed, we've pulled, we've moved into religion and legalism and everything else, but when it's all stripped down, when it's all stripped away, that's what it's about. Conversation, connection, communion, intimacy with Jesus, and then the result, becoming like him and experiencing the available, accessible life of God, or the kingdom and the rule of God, as Jesus put it. So, welcome. Good morning. So happy that you're here. Go ahead and go to Luke chapter 6, verse 43. Now, this is part two. Yesterday was part one. Yesterday was called The Purpose of History. The purpose of history. I can't review it, but go back if you want to. This is part two, and the title of this podcast is It's All Heart. It's all heart. So question, just to get us into this space that Luke wants us to get into as he is chronicling Jesus teaching this sermon on the plain, this famous, famous, amazing sermon. So title is It's All Heart. Question is, do you ever feel like you're trying too hard? And of course, yes, the answer to that question for most of us is yes. And if it's not yes, it's probably because we've tried too hard for a long time and given up. So if it's not yes to, are you trying too hard? It's yes to, I was trying too hard, and yes, now I've given up. But do you ever feel like you're trying too hard, trying to keep control of your life or control of your mouth or even control of your thoughts? Do you ever feel like you're trying to hold back? Trying to restrain yourself, contain yourself. Do you ever feel like you're trying to hold back, biting your tongue? Do you ever feel like you're trying to bite your tongue? I want to say that, but I'm not going to say it. Do you ever feel like you're relying too much on willpower and then finding that that willpower will let you down, has let you down, can let you down? You know it's going to let you down eventually. You're hanging on too tight. You're holding on too tight. And don't get me wrong, willpower is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not the best thing, but it's a good thing. God's given us our will, and he's given us a measure of power. And when you put those two things together, you get willpower. Willpower is a good thing, but it's not as good of a thing as a new heart. And now I'm getting ahead of myself, so let me back up. Do you ever feel like you're trying too hard, striving, biting your tongue, holding back? And if the answer is yes, Jesus says, I have a better way. It's my way. It's a better way. And so in Luke chapter 6, verse 43, Jesus says this, "No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Now, as I said, this is part two of what Jesus said just a moment ago about becoming like him, a student becoming like their master. And in verse 43, no tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. That's self-evident, I think Jesus would have said. Well, of course, that's self-evident. That's logical. That's how it works. That's how it works. You don't pick grapes from briars. Everybody knows that, right? Grapes come from a different source. Out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart speaks. So Jesus is likewise, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Now, maybe you've said this, maybe you've been arguing with someone who has said this, but after they said something out of their mouth, they said something like, I didn't mean that. Or later they came back and said, I didn't mean that. Well, maybe they didn't mean it, but they felt it. Or they wouldn't have said it, because the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And when we're trying to say good things, when we're trying to produce good fruit, when we're trying to have come out of our mouth or our life what we know is good, but the heart's not good, the tree's not good, we're going to find ourselves in the land of striving, of trying too hard, of willpower, of trying to control our tongue, of relying on our own strength, and that's not going to last. And Jesus says, I have a better way. I have a better way. Now, here is, I think, the crux or the point of this passage. See, we think that the emphasis of this little passage or this little teaching is the fruit. Or we think the emphasis is what comes out of the mouth, but that's not the emphasis. That's not Jesus's point. The point of this passage is not the fruit. It's not what comes out of the mouth. It's the tree. It's the heart. You see, the point of this passage is not what's happening outwardly or what we present. See, that'd be religion. That would be willpower. And again, willpower is good, but it's not as good as. If we think that Jesus is talking about what comes out of the mouth only, or the fruit only, will end up calculated and stiff and stuffy and all about rules and what you can and can't say and what you can and can't do, and that's not fun. Or we'll end up with just kind of a wild, what we might call free, say whatever we want to say kind of lifestyle. See, no, Jesus is talking about the tree. He's talking about the heart. And he's actually talking about what the Old Testament prophesied and promised in Ezekiel specifically, but also Jeremiah and Isaiah. There's going to come a time where I'm going to arrive, says God, and I'm going to bring you a new heart. I'm going to bring you a new heart. I'm going to get rid of your heart of stone, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. It's going to be a new heart. You're going to be transformed from the inside out. Let me say that again. You're going to be transformed from the inside out. I'm going to make the tree good. I'm going to make the heart good. It's going to be inner work of transformation. And then, and this is so important, and then fruit will come. Fruit will result. Fruit will be there because the tree is good, because the heart is good. Does that mean what we say doesn't matter? No. What comes out of our mouth matters so much in relationship and in life and as far as who we are. Yes, the fruit matters. Yes, what comes out matters. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, God looks at the heart. It's only about the heart. And that's a way to wiggle out of true transformation. And sometimes willpower needs to be employed in our relationships in order to truly be the kind of person that we want to be. Right? But Jesus says, here's the strategy, here's the route to life. It's about focusing on the tree, focusing on the heart, not on the mouth. And it's bigger. This passage is bigger than that. We can expand this. This has to do with life. You know, sometimes we say things like, you know, well, I'm not going to spend time in Scripture because I don't want to. And if I did that, when I don't want to do that, it would be legalism. So I'm not going to try to spend time in Scripture or try to give or try to beat this addiction. Because if I tried to do something that I didn't want to do, it would be legalism. And I'm not going to end up... No, see, legalism has nothing to do with what you do or don't do. It's all about the motive. That's what legalism is. It's all about the motive. So yes, sometimes there's trying. But how far will that get you? How far has that gotten us? How far? See, the gospel is not about be good, strive, work at it. The gospel is about a gift of a new heart, a gift of transformation. And then Jesus knows when our heart is transformed, and our life is flowing from deep center, and we're with Him, and we're experiencing that new heart, then what comes out of our mouth will change, because the tree will be good. The heart will be good. Jesus is into transformation as a lifestyle, not into willpower as a lifestyle. So let's ponder, let's think, let's pray, let's meditate. Read the passage again and maybe ask the question, am I striving? Am I holding back? Am I biting my tongue? Am I relying on willpower as far as what comes out of my life or what comes out of my mouth in relationships and in settings when I'm around people? Think about that and let Jesus invite you into a new way and begin to think, what does it look like to practice that new way? So have a conversation with Jesus. Enjoy it. Walk with Him throughout the day and allow Him to work on the heart, work on the tree, because that will change everything. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.